Good morning, everyone. I hope this message finds you in good health and good spirit. This is part of our Dialogues or Dialoogs Easter weekend program. And so I just want to make an announcement about tomorrow. Our Easter weekend program will end tomorrow evening. But like usual, we have our two live streaming events tomorrow. The first one at 9:30. And André van Sail will conduct our live streaming event tomorrow morning at 9:30, and his theme for the morning is the cross, foolishness, stumbling block, or wisdom. The cross, foolishness, stumbling block, or wisdom. And then tomorrow evening we have the surprise of resurrection. That's our theme for the evening, the surprise of resurrection. So tomorrow morning we have the cross, foolishness, stumbling block, or wisdom. And tomorrow evening at 6, we have the surprise of resurrection. Now you can live stream both of these events on the Dialoog YouTube channel or on the Dialoog Facebook page. So I just want to invite all of you to join us with our two live streaming events tomorrow. Now, the program on our program for today is the Silence of the Grave, and that is the Saturday of Easter weekend, the Silence of the Grave. Now, I just want to make one or two introductory notes about this theme. First of all, this is the first time in my life, whether that in itself is a good or a bad thing is another question, but this is the first time in my life that I have endeavored to reflect on the Saturday of Easter weekend. And I am, in one sense, very disappointed that I have never done this before. So I am excited to share some thoughts with you about this day, but I also just want to say that because it's the first time that I have done this, I might not be the best guy to share these thoughts with you. And I do want to say these thoughts are not my own. I have gathered them in a very short time, which also means that I will not be able to go into a lot of depth with you, but I hope that I can give you just a couple of thoughts that will help you to go through this day, to use it as part of your resources to reflect during Easter weekend, so on and so forth. So that's just one or two introductory notes. Well, actually, the second one I wanted to make was, in many ways, this reflection, this day, the Saturday of Easter weekend, is very relevant to the time that we are in. Because you see, the Saturday, as we will see now, is about being with God in a time of great disappointment. Being with God in a time of great disappointment. And the thing is that the reason I think it's so relevant is because the coronavirus, this whole COVID-19 pandemic, has been the source of many great disappointments for many people. And so I think the Saturday of Easter weekend is very relevant to the whole world in a time like this. Now, the Friday was the darkest day in history, and the Sunday is the greatest day in history. But what about the Saturday? That is the question. And while the Friday and the Sunday, while we have so much information, so much theology, so much theological resources for making sense of those 2 days, we really don't have a lot to go with regards to the Saturday. I mean, turn with me for a moment to Matthew 27, verse 57. Now, if you go to Matthew 27, verse 57, we read there, let me just find it. We read there the following. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Jesus took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away. Now you can go to the other accounts in the other Gospels as well, and that is basically what we have to work with. We don't really have much more on the Saturday. If you go on and you read, then it's basically the resurrection. You have the warning that the body must be protected and so on, but I mean, there's not much there if you compare it to the Friday and the Sunday. But here's the thing. The Saturday is this in-between day. It is a day of being in between things. It's being in between uncertainty and clarity, brokenness and healing, a soul being crushed and a soul being restored. It's a day of being between death and life. So reflect with me for a moment. Now imagine that you are a disciple of Jesus that Easter weekend. So if you were a disciple of Jesus that Easter weekend, that would have been, well, the Friday was probably the worst day of your life. And now the Saturday is probably one of the longest days of your life. Because imagine yourself being the Apostle Peter. You denied Jesus, your teacher, your Lord, and now he's dead. You've denied him, you failed him, and now what? Now you're left with your thoughts. Okay, and more than that, your teacher, the man who you thought were the closest to God, the last words, or the words, some of the words that he uttered on the cross is, my God, why have you forsaken me? So the man you thought were the closest to God is now forsaken by God. So you see, that's the situation you're left with, and you need to, the Saturday, you need to sort of make sense of this, to have some sort of way of explaining it. You have to come to grips with this current reality that you are in, this disappointment, you've just went through a very bad day, and now now it's the Saturday, and you just have to deal with this great, tremendous disappointment in your life. Okay, so the Saturday is dealing with disappointment. Your dreams, all your dreams just died. You thought you were on a mission with Jesus to change the world, but everything died. And now Saturday is the day that you have to deal with that. Now, we don't exactly know why there is such a day. I mean, if you, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 talks about Jesus being crucified according to the scriptures. And then he writes that Jesus is then resurrected on the third day. There's nothing there again as well. But what's interesting, though, is that the Bible is filled with three-day stories. If you go to the Old Testament, you have many examples. One example is Joseph's brothers. They were released from prison on the third day. Another example is the spies of Joshua. They had to hide from their enemies for 3 days before they could leave. And then another example is Esther as well. She fasts and prays for 3 days, and then she is accepted graciously or favorably by the king. So these three-day stories is a sort of a theme in the Bible. But we don't exactly know why 3 days. You know, why not 2 days? Why not? You know, these are other questions that we can worry about as well. But the point is, it is 3 day stories, and the Saturday is there for a reason. The middle day, the in between day, it is there for a very good reason. And one of the reasons is because it is the day of silence. One figure in early church history described the Saturday as follows. He said, "There was a great silence, and stillness because the king sleeps. God has died in the flesh, and hell trembles with fear, and he has gone to search for our first parents as for a lost a lost sheep." Now he's talking about Jesus. He says there was a great silence, and the reason for this is because the king sleeps. God has died in the flesh, and hell trembles with fear, and he has gone to search for our first parents as for a lost sheep. That is how this guy describes it. But the point is, it's a day of silence. And so maybe part of our reflection during Easter week and this day should also be silence. Just being silent. Take some time today and just make sure that you are silent. And maybe we can fill this in a little bit more now. Because yesterday, the Friday, was an uproar. People were shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." So many things happened. And so, if you were a disciple, many things happened. Now you're in silence. This day is a silent day. But like I said, let's fill it in a little bit more. It is also a day where they might have felt God's absence. They might have felt that their prayers are not really being answered. It's not really reaching God. They don't really have a sense of consolation with God. There's nothing there. And that is part of this silence. It's definitely part of it. It's dealing with your biggest disappointment with God. Now we know what the disciples' big disappointment was, right? Jesus was crucified. But I mean, we all, if we are searching for some sort of spiritual significance to this day, I would say that we all have our own disappointments in life. Nobody escapes disappointments. We all have it. And that's why I said at the beginning that the coronavirus has been the source of many disappointments the last couple of months for many people. And so it's, I think, having a Saturday like this, like the disciples had in Easter weekend, is not a bad thing for the world today. It is to be silent and to wrestle with your big disappointments in life. But here's the thing. You're not wrestling with these disappointments alone. You're doing it with God. You're not wrestling with God. That's not what I'm trying to say. I mean, you're not alone. God is with you in your wrestling, while you are wrestling with these great disappointments of life. But another feature of this day is also patience. Just to wait on the Lord, to practice the spiritual discipline of patience, to wait on the Lord for things in your life, to trust him that he is busy, okay, that he is busy working things out, that he is busy steering things to an end that might be beyond your imagination. And so it's not just being silent, but it's also being patient in your silence. And here we have the word wait, to wait on the Lord. The thing is that you wait with him. You wait with him for some sort of outcome that he is accomplishing for you. Because what did Jesus accomplish? Well, there's this very interesting phrase in the Apostles' Creed, where we have the idea that Jesus descended into hell. And so It's a great mystery. Nobody really knows what's going on there. But I mean, you can go to, let me read 1 Peter 3, verse 18. Let me just turn to 1 Peter 3, verse 18. First Peter 3, verse 18. Now we have the same idea there. So, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey when God's patience waited in the days of Noah. And then it goes on. But the point is, there's that little phrase there that Jesus went, and proclaimed to the spirits in prison. Again, it's a great mystery, but the point is that while the disciples was probably sitting in silence, wrestling with their disappointments, Jesus was busy accomplishing something. And so the significance here is that this Saturday, we all have our Saturdays in life where we have to go through and disappointments and wrestle with these great disappointments of life. And the thing is that God is busy accomplishing something in that. So we might feel that God abandoned us, that we are alone sometimes, that these disappointments, they are just overwhelming. But the point is that just like Jesus accomplished something, he was busy doing something, whatever that was. I mean, that's a mystery, but he's busy. God is busy accomplishing things for us. And that is why we need to be patient. We need to wait with him. Okay, so that's crucial. This being silent, being patient, waiting with God and waiting on God. Now, what's interesting, there's another 3-day story that we find in Matthew 12, verse 40. And we read there, "For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Again, we have this 3-day story, but Jesus is in the heart of the earth. And I think it links up with whatever Peter is trying to say in 1 Peter 3 and whatever the Apostles' Creed is trying to say when it says that Jesus descended into hell. But the point is again that he's busy with that. But he's entering, and I think part of him being busy is he's entering the Saturday. He is entering our Saturdays in our lives. But there's a reason for that. So as he enters our Saturday, he is there with us in our greatest disappointments. But through that, through him entering our Saturdays, he is making the Sunday available for us. So Jesus enters our Saturdays for us to enter his Sunday. I think that's the spiritual significance of this day. Okay, now I've been talking for a while now, and I'm not even sure if everything made sense. But here's what I want to encourage everyone to do today, when they have just take some time and maybe do the following. Like I said, be silent, reflect, wait on the Lord, wrestle with some of your disappointments. So I want to encourage you, identify the areas in your life where you would love to be encouraged by God. Identify the areas, those disappointments in your life where you would really love to be encouraged by God and just feel like he's closer to you in that situation. Identify that and then just meditate on that. Put it, take it, to the throne of God in prayer. And be patient with that. Commit yourself to patience and wait with God and know that He is somehow busy accomplishing something in those areas of your life. Now, here's the thing. I think we all have reason to do this today as well, given the COVID-19 pandemic, because the world is experiencing a Saturday. The whole world is going through a Saturday. And so let us also take this day and bring the whole world to God and say, listen, God, this is a big disappointment for many people, but we're waiting on you. We're waiting on you, and we know that you have accomplished, know that you are busy accomplishing something. We don't know what it is, but we can trust you. We can be patient. We can trust you that you would show us what is this all about. And remember in all of this that God is a God who entered His creation. He entered His creation. He spent 3 days in the heart of the earth, busy accomplishing something. And He entered our Saturday with us. And through that, He made it possible for us to enter His Sunday with Him. And so, as we prepare for tomorrow and approaching the resurrection of Jesus, let's take some time, be silent, be patient, wait on the Lord.